get ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
What's happening, Captain?
We gotta come into that ending a little better.
That's like hitting a brick wall.
I know.
Hey, you're listening to Denise, and it is the Lesbian Lounge. I'm not sure where I'm coming at you from. Could be rainbowradio.fm if it's Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, or you could be catching up on a podcast from mylesbianradio.podbean.com. Either way, it is lovely to have you. My name is Denise. We will be hanging out for the next hour. So exciting.
There's a fire starting in my heart. Reaching a fever pitch, just bringing me out the dark.
Oh, hey, hi. Just listening to a little Adele.
Adam, sell me out and I'll lay your ship, babe. See, I'll leave.
It's what you do here in England. How is everybody? Yeah, the early Memorial Day weekend in the States. A little weird. I'm always used to it being on the 31st, but quite interesting enough, it was this past weekend, which was also a bank holiday weekend over here. So that was pretty cool. A couple of days off in a row. Nice. I made the most of it too, man. I got to tell you, on Friday, Gemma had to work on Friday. Hazel had the day off, and we went to the Street Diner Food Truck Festival in Brighton, which was really cool. I've been following them on Twitter for a long time, and all the different trucks like tweet out what they're doing. It's every Friday, and it's in Brighthelm Gardens. It's in a private little garden. Anybody can go, though. It's really cool. What a selection, I gotta tell you. I basically made a pig out of myself. It's what you do with these things. What can I say? It was a holiday weekend. I lifted the restrictions just for the weekend, and then we'll get back in it this week. But I tell you what, we had some phenomenal food. We had, Hayes and I split an orange pork carnita, which was excellent. Pork marinated in some kind of orangey, garlicky sauce, and then stuffed in a burrito with beans and rice and some kind of lime sauce. It was just fantastic. It was really good. And then we got an order of loaded fries. I think they were called Angry Fries from the Fries Guys. And that was pretty cool. That was fries, and they crumble up blue cheese and bacon and some kind of chives or scallions or something. But then they toast it with one of those propane fire things. And so the cheese melts and the bacon gets crispy. It was really good. As if that wasn't enough right there, we had the nerve to share a brownie, which was kind of like a raw brownie batter type of thing. Like, had no form whatsoever. It was just like the gooeyest, mushiest, richest. Couldn't even get through it, but it was so good. We went to a little stand called the Trolls Pantry, and they had the most outrageous burgers. We had a burger with, we split everything, just so you're not thinking we each had a burger. We split a burger with goat cheese, spinach, asparagus, and it was done. Oh my God, it was so good. So, so good. These guys are outrageous. And they have, they're really eco-conscious. They have a zero waste. Everything is locally sourced. You taste such a difference. It was just phenomenal. The beef was incredible. And then we didn't want to leave without getting Gemma a few things. So there was a vegetarian Mediterranean kind of place. We got her a chickpea and potato salad with coriander and a couple of different spices. And that was called the Mumbai Beach Chaat. That was really good. Very Indian influenced. And then we also went to the Mediterranean vegetarian lady who had spinach and feta spring rolls that were outrageous. In fact, when I got them, I just kind of said, you know, we're going to get two of these. And she goes, are you sure? Because if you're splitting them, you're each going to want more. And she was right. We ended up getting, I think, like three or four and brought some home for Gemma. And then we got her what were the, zucchini fritters that were really tasty. So we really made the most of it. There was very few vendors that we didn't eat something from. Everything was so good. So if you're in Brighton on the weekend, every Friday in Brighton Home Gardens, there's the street food diner experience, and it is fantastic. Two thumbs up, guys. Excellent stuff there. And then on Saturday, Gemma and I met one of our friends from work, who's in a new relationship. So we met her and her partner up towards Aldershot. We went to a nice pub, had great lunch, and then the four of us went to the American candy store in Aldershot, where I promptly loaded up on Cheetos, saltines, Peach Diet Snapple, graham crackers, Mike and Ike's, barbecue sauce, and left with a bubblegum Slurpee. So it was the premier American experience. So I've got a shit ton of American food, which is crazy because I'm going back to the States in June. But, you know, it was going to be Eurovision evening Saturday, so I wanted to make sure that we had proper snacks. Some proper snacks, since America is not invited. It is only the European countries in Eurovision, which we're going to get to. We did have some good snacks for that. And then Sunday, we started off a little bit lazy and then sprung into like a purge-like spring cleaning kind of thing. Gemma busied herself upstairs and went through our bathroom, threw out tons of products that were outdated or expired. She did the floors, the tub. She did like a massive overhaul in our big master bathroom. And then I was downstairs and I did the like floor mopping. And you know, when you're lesbians and you have cats, there's cat hair everywhere. So I was trying to like defur the entire house, which is, it's impossible. But that kept me busy for most of the morning. And then later, Hazel called and wanted to go to Bugatti's, which is one of our favorite Italian restaurants that she's introduced us to, that's in Croydon. And that was amazing. It always is. I mean, you never have a bad meal there, but we had some kind of like lemon, garlic, butterfly shrimp appetizers, and then, and bruschetta was incredible. We each had a pasta dish. I got the spinach and ricotta stuffed raviolis, which were fantastic. Gemma gets like an eggplant, vegetarian gnocchis that have like eggplant, mozzarella, tomato-based sauce. And it is just, she gets that almost every time. And I think Hazel got the crab stuffed raviolis. So we had an amazing meal at Bugatti's, never fails. And then on Monday, we kind of, like, crapped out. We just stayed in. We vegged out. We had pancakes for breakfast. We watched a little television. We rented St. Vincent with Melissa McCarthy and Bill Murray, which was really good. I wasn't expecting it to be so good, but it actually was really, really good. And then we just rounded out the day with, like, naps and whatever marathon was on Comedy Central. So it was a little Sex and the City, a little Friends, a little Big Bang. So we just pretty much vegged out. It was a good bank holiday weekend. It was a little bit of everything, a little busy, a little cleaning, a little downtime. So I think that's pretty much the sum of a perfect long weekend. But I saw that a lot of you guys did stuff too. I was trolling Facebook a little bit on Monday. People were having cookouts and celebrating Memorial Day. That was nice. I think my mother had company. I didn't even get a chance to talk to her. I'm not even sure if they cooked out or what, but my poor mother's been so busy. She was in Phoenix last month and came home and immediately had visitors, guests for 2 weeks, and then they left on a Wednesday, and then that Friday she had more guests come in for Memorial weekend. So the poor little thing's been an entertaining fool. So big shout out to Mommy for keeping it real. And I have to do another shout out to four of the JJs. You guys know JJ's from the chat room, and she's one of our loyal listeners, and she's done the show with me. So happy birthday to you, my friend. I hope you have a lovely candy-filled day. And to Joe Seal, I'm so glad to hear that you're doing well and you're back at work. You are my pride and joy. I'm so thrilled for you. And then I have to give a huge shout out to Planet London, because I know you guys have heard me say this, but they are doing the first ever London-based web series called She's in London, all going to be filmed and taking place in London. We have an amazing British cast that we're going to be able to announce once we hit 50% of the goal. Their Kickstarter campaign took off on May 10th and is going on until mid-June. We're doing well. We're raising some bucks, but we still need your help. So I just want to play a little promo that we've done for them. And it's really important that we do this in support because, first of all, it is the first ever LBQ web series that's being filmed here. Tello Films is already going to distribute. They're already on board. But the most important thing is that they need it. They need it. You know, most of our web series are based in the States. There's another couple good ones from Brazil and Australia, but never anything from London. So we have to give them we totally have to show some support. So if you go to Kickstarter.com, in the search bar, just type in She's in London and it'll come up. And every little bit, I'm sure you hear this all the time, but every little bit helps. We want to get this out and we want to get you guys to be able to see it. So here's a quick promo, a little bit about what we're doing.
Hi, this is Denise, and we at My Lesbian Radio are pleased to announce that we're working with Planet London as they move ahead with a first-of-its-kind London-based lesbian web series, and they've secured distribution for the series through Tello Films. She's in London will shoot entirely on location in Soho, London, written by Katie Bennett-Hall, one half of the fantastic duo who brings you Planet London, the bi and lesbian website that keeps you in the loop on Lady Love in London. Kat Holmes, the producer of Submerge, and Stuart Dunlop, the director of Spark, will be heading up the project by Planet M Productions and Lemon Wedge in conjunction with Planet London. Our goal now is to raise £2,500 to be able to continue the series, and we're launching the crowdfunding campaign on May 10th, so be ready to donate, and we'll continue to bring you more She's in London episodes.
So yeah, it's true. It's all true. It's all happening. Go to Kickstarter.com. In the search bar, type in She's in London. And please, give what you can. Let's get this out. Let's get people seeing it. It's quite a big deal. Quite a big deal. And now, speaking of big deals, oh yeah, you heard me. It was Eurovision. The Eurovision Song Contest happened Saturday night. This year, it was the 60th anniversary. It was held in Vienna, Austria. And that was because last year's winner was Conchita. I know you guys have heard me say it. You've heard me play it. Rise Like a Phoenix was the winner last year. And so what happens is when a country wins, that's who hosts it the following year. So it was coming to you live from Vienna, Austria. If you don't know what the song contest is, you really have to indulge. I know a lot of Americans get to watch it online. It's the biggest deal over here. It really is. I think there was a lull maybe in the last 10, 20 years, but it's kind of making a comeback. It's becoming a huge gay dance party. Nobody really wants to admit it or call it that, but it really, really is. And we have so much fun every year watching it. It really can't be explained, but I'm going to do my best. This year, there were 27 entries, so 27 European countries. What they do is they each enter a song, original song and a production that goes with it. They the country selects their singer. The song has to be original, and it can be a big production. It can be a somber ballad. It doesn't matter, but it's so the whole country is behind the song that they submit. Which, when you watch it and process what's going on and think about the whole country supporting this one song, it really is amazing. This year, Australia was allowed in. No one really knows why. But what happens is, you get to see all of the country's performances individually. And then you go to the phones and each country votes for 15 minutes. That's all you got is 15 minutes. And you can't vote for your own country. And then they tally the votes, and really, a lot of people say that the voting is really political, but this year, I guess, I don't know, it felt different to me. Like, in the past, yeah, you see countries voting for their neighbors or whoever they're on good terms with, and it's really, really predictable, but this year felt a little different. There was a lot of surprises in the voting, which made it even better. The countries, they give votes 1 through 12, points, 1 point through 12 points to whatever countries they're voting for. And then they report in via satellite with their top 8, 10, and 12 votes, which really makes the leaderboard shift and sway with each country calling in. And yeah, you know, the acts can be power ballady, they can be sullen, they can be dance anthem-y, they can be bizarre, and we had a little bit of all of that this year. In fact, the show opened, I think it was Slovenia, a three-piece band who wore massive headphones that were basically plugged into nothing and had an air violinist. Right. So if that tells you anything about it, it can be as outlandish. I remember one year a woman dressed just grew and grew and grew, and she got taller and taller. It was another year a massive giant creature delivered the singer onto the stage. It's just, you never know what you're going to get. So it's really interesting. The UK did poorly, as usual, with their selection was Electro Velvet, a singing duo with a swinging jazzy Great Gatsby-ish number called Still in Love with You. Did not do well at all. Probably, I think it garnered 5 votes in total. I was pulling for Serbia with Beauty Never Dies. I think the singer's name was Bojana Stemenov. Big girl, but really, I saw it as the next gay anthem. I'm going to play it for you in a little bit. But that's who I was really pulling for. And although I hate to admit it, I did like Russia's song too. And I know that the gays on a whole were worried about Russia winning the competition and having the next Eurovision held in the most anti-gay of atmospheres. And for a while, there was a little pant shitting because it was up there. It was up there for the first 15, 20 minutes. It was getting, everybody was getting really nervous. But once the big countries were out of the way, Sweden started pulling ahead. Australia's Guy Sebastian came in 5th, I think it was, with a really catchy tune. And he's a cute guy. They were calling him like Bruno Mars, a combination of Bruno Mars and Ollie Mers. Cute guy, catchy tune, but sadly enough, it didn't do it. And really, the worst part about it was that the host country, Austria, had no votes. That is so sad. And they weren't horrible, but setting a piano on fire, I guess, didn't go over well. Lo and behold, though, Sweden finally were declared the clear-cut winner with only 4 countries' votes remaining. They had a clear shot, and they ended up winning. But Italy had a big showing for a while. They were creeping up there. They had a very operatic power ballad with these 3 guys called Grande Amore, their song Il Volo. One of the guys looked just like Rachel Maddow, somebody pointed out to me on Twitter. But it was Sweden's hero that won. The song was really good, but the staging, I think, is what grabbed your attention. There was animation combined with the live action part that was going on right there on the stage. And it was a really rousing tune. So, you know, basically it had all the makings of a Eurovision hit. So congratulations, Sweden. But I'm playing the song now that I think should have won. That's how I feel. Like, I just think that that this was the one. Tell me what you think.
In a shadowy world lived a dazzling girl, unaware of the light she'd imprisoned inside. Took a million mistakes to lead her to daybreak, but she made it through. Now I know the truth. Beauty never lies, never hides, never gives a damn. Beauty never lies, no cries. Here I am. Finally I can say, yes, I'm different and it's okay. Here I am. Had to shatter the fear, laughing in the mirror, undermining me. Now, at last, I see beauty never lies, never. I'm different and it's okay. Here I am.
Loved it. Loved it. Come on. Tell me you can't see every drag queen competition in the world going nuts to that song with some big made-up queen bringing it home. I mean, I was gutted that they didn't win. But I want to give a nod to our suffering gay friends in Russia and play their song because I thought the message was important and just really to let them know that we feel their pain. So here is A Million Voices by Polina Gagarina.
We are the world's people, different yet we're the same. We believe in a dream. Praying for peace and healing, I hope we can start again. We believe in a dream. So if you ever feel the love is fading, together like the stars in the sky, we can see, we can shine. When you hear voices go, you won't be lonely anymore. Oh, a million voices. Your heart is like a beating drum, burning brighter than the sun. Oh, a million voices. The rest of the world is listening from cities and satellites. We believe in your dream.
It was really good. I thought about, like, do they play this for, like, Vladimir Putin before they enter it? And I wonder, like, what he thought of it. But for me, I just wanted to play it to let our gay Russian brothers and sisters know we're thinking of them. There was a couple good ones. I liked Latvia. The song was called Love Injected, and here's a little tiny bit of that.
Thank you. Show me the source of the light. I'm becoming affected. Seeing the blue of the white is what I have detected. Feeling again of my life. It's a shadow reflected. Love injected. Love injected.
Yeah, it was pretty good, Latvia, I gotta admit. And the woman, sexy dress, just standing on the stage, looking hot. Yeah, I mean, it was a little too techno-y, but yeah, I thought that was pretty good. And a little bit from the Australian entry, which was, you know, I think people were in a little bit of a panic, like, what if Australia wins? Does the whole song competition have to move to Australia next year? But they made it very clear that if Australia did win, they would select the next host nation. It would not be in Australia. But so here's a little bit of Guy Sebastian's Tonight Again. You could tell why they were calling him Bruno Mars.
We can do tonight. Oh, some people might call you crazy. They say we don't live for fun. They may be right, but only maybe.
Pretty good song. Like I said, Italy had the big showing. Here's a little bit of Grande Amor from Il Volo.
Penso solo a te. Dimmi perché quando vedo solo a te.
Good stuff. Three guys. I mean, big voices. So congrats, Italy. You did a fine showing at Eurovision. And here is a bit from Heroes, the Eurovision winner, 2015, Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden.
Dancing.
that's what it was all about. That was Eurovision 2015 and some of the songs that were in it. Fun night, though. Fun night. Really fun to follow along on Twitter. Oh, good grief. There was some good stuff going on Twitter. I probably didn't fave too many of them, but they were hilarious. really good. Of course, Graham Norton's commentary, stellar once again. I was also following an account called Neil Slorence at OS Mart, and he was actually drawing pictures of the contestants as it was going on, and that was pretty fun. But it was great to get people. I did ask who everybody was voting for. Zach Blows, one of my favorites, Zachary Ross, said Latvia, but you know that because I've been screaming about it for the past 2 hours. Claire Story was voting for Lithuania. There was just a really good showing, I think, of support this year, and I had a really good time. So that's pretty much it. Reporting on Eurovision 2015, this is Denise in the UK. alright, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the news and Hot Topics. I think I've been saying this, I feel like I've been saying this weekly, but doesn't it seem like, I said it in our Facebook Lesbian Lounge group, but doesn't it seem like lesbian sex has been in the headlines for like the last month or so? Oh my god, the articles. Lesbians have better sex. Get to know your vagina. What to do when your partner is taking too long to orgasm. Know your clitoris. I swear to god, I feel like every article lately is about our nether regions. What the hell? I guess, like, after you read lesbians have the best sex ever, it's probably because there's so many articles about our twats. Anywhere you look right now. So, yeah, I was like, wow, this is, crazy. But there were a few more, again, out this past week. but, you know, like, we really need to talk about the biggest news. I only play this when I'm talking about Ireland, and I know it's the Rizzoli and Isles theme, but I just think it sounds so Irish. But yeah, big day in Ireland last week. The biggest and best news. Ireland voted in favor of same-sex marriage. Really historical public vote. Well done, Ireland. Blimey. It was fantastic. Nearly 75% of Ireland voted for same-sex marriage, showing the world how it should be. I mean, seriously, it was just a big, big day over here. It was open to the popular vote, which is unusual. I mean, we don't see that ever. That's why it was historical. Hello. But yeah, 75%, and you can't, I mean, it's fantastic. It's really fantastic news. So I was super, super proud of them. It was a big time over here in the UK, and it seemed like everybody was Facebooking and showing their support, and you felt it. I don't think it really mattered where you were. You felt what happened in Ireland, and it was a proud moment. So well done. Blimey, you guys. That was fantastic. Meanwhile, in the States, a federal district court has ordered that all Alabama probate judges must comply with the U.S. Constitution and may not refuse marriage licenses to same-sex couples. So, aha. On June 12th, Antigone Rising, a girl band that we absolutely adore, along with other artists and celebrities from across the country, will come together to support LGBT acceptance at the inaugural Concert for Love and Acceptance, presented by Grammy-nominated and Dove Award-winning country artist Ty Herndon, and GLAAD at City Winery in Nashville, Tennessee, will be putting on the event. It's the first-of-its-kind country music event, which will take place during the 2015 CMA Music Festival in Nashville. Co-hosted by Herndon and political commentator and author Meghan McCain, the event will kick off GLAAD's Southern Stories Summer Tour. Try saying that after a few drinks. Music connects us and transcends our differences, said GLAAD President Sarah Kate Ellis. For the first time in Music City, artists will join together to voice support for the LGBT community, and it'll help us accelerate acceptance, not only in country music, but across the nation. Ty Herndon came out as gay last year and received an overwhelming positive response from fans and fellow artists. He'll perform at the event along with Jennifer Knapp, Jamie O'Neill, Antigone Rising, just to name a few. So that seems like a big deal. You can put in Concert for Love and Acceptance into Google, and it will bring you to the website. You can check that out. That's on June 12th. So if you're in Nashville, my goodness, do attend. It's going to be a good one. Organizers of the National LGBT 50th Anniversary Celebration announced Thursday that entertainer and advocate Wanda Sykes will MC the National LGBT 50th Anniversary Ceremony on July 4th at Independence Hall in Philadelphia. It'll be July 2nd to the 5th going on in Philly. The National LGBT 50th Anniversary Celebration will include panels, gay pioneer screenings, fireworks, daily parties, 6 LGBT history exhibits, concerts, a national interfaith service, a wreath laying at the Gay Pioneers Historic Marker, and street festival right in the neighborhood with the lights, and a one-hour National LGBT 50th Anniversary Ceremony on a large stage in front of Independence Hall on July 4th. There is no registration fee, and most of the programs are free. For more information, visit LGBT50th.org and GayPioneers.com. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome. You go, Wanda. That'll be funny no matter what. It'll be a good time. You know that right there. Seriously. Let's see. The Montreal Alouettes signed Michael Sam because they believe he can be a star rush end in the Canadian Football League. His sexuality is a non-issue as far as the general manager, Jim Pop, is concerned. Michael Sam is a very good football player, and that's the reason we signed him, Pop said of Sam, who is openly gay. He's an outstanding pass rusher. Sam, a free agent, agreed to a 2-year deal. The 25-year-old is to be introduced at a news conference in Montreal on Tuesday and will report to training camp the following day. Here is a little bit news clip on that.
At the moment, I'm still in training. Still want to fulfill my dream in the NFL, and hopefully I can do that real soon.
It appears that Michael Sam's dream of playing in the NFL will take a detour through Montreal. Montreal Alouettes have signed defensive end Michael Sam, the first openly gay player to be selected in the NFL draft. The club says the free agent has agreed to a 2-year deal. Sam came out before last year's draft, selected in the 7th round with the St. Louis Rams and cut in training camp. Dallas Cowboys signed him to their practice squad but released him in October.
Yeah, that's what happened there. So, keeping up in sports news, I guess. Tom Daley is keeping us in the loop on his training and competitions for the World Series swimming tour. Daley posted pictures on the podium in Canada, stating, 5th leg of the World Series done in Canada, 2 bronzes, not bad. Looking forward to the last leg in Mexico this weekend. Daley also celebrated his 21st birthday last week. The openly gay Daley is also in training for the next Olympics. Good luck, Tom. I saw a cute post on Facebook by Michelle Clooney, who we all came to love as Melanie in Queer as Folk. First of all, I got to tell you, her son Dashiell is absolutely gorgeous. What an adorable baby. But secondly, she posted one of those quizzes on her Facebook page called What Queer as Folk Character Are You? And Peter Page, who played Emmett, immediately posted, I got Justin. Good stuff, man. As you know, Peter Page has gone on to write and produce ABC Family's The Fosters, which is back on June 8th, I believe. Rosie O'Donnell posted a picture this weekend of her script on her lap, so it looks like Rita is back. That's good news. Maybe you've seen the photos, maybe you've heard, maybe you haven't, but this is definitely something to take note of. Ellen DeGeneres is coming out with a new clothing line available to retailers in May. And the Queen of Daytime Talk gave us a sneak peek of one of the outfits as she walked down the red carpet at the People's Choice Awards. The clothing is described as comfy, youthful, and stylish. I think it's a little gender bending, but they didn't use that, so whatever. Ellen's newest lifestyle brand is called ED. Not to be confused with erectile dysfunction, ED, standing for Ellen DeGeneres, will not only feature clothes, but furniture, lifestyle, and accessories. So that's, what can I say? Way to go, Ellen. I'm sure this will take off like a rocket. I mean, there's no question about it. that's gonna sail successfully on ever. It's gonna be off the charts. Anything she touches goes to gold, and she deserves it. I mean, she really is a goodwill ambassador, and has broken down so many doors. So, way to go, Ellen. You know what? We haven't done chick music in a really long time, and I found a good one, and I'm super happy to share it with you. So, in chick music, we've got a band called No Girlfriends, and they are based in L.A., North Hollywood to be exact. Girl band making the rounds. The group is comprised of Jess on the drums, Nico on lead, Rose on guitar, Janelle on bass. It's made up of two sets of twins. One are biological twins, and the other set are really not twins at all. In fact, they aren't even from the same continent, let alone the same vagina. Janelle, the lead singer, is from Ohio, and she met Rose, the rhythm guitarist, from England, in a cornfield in Ohio on a hot summer day. Meanwhile, real twins, Jess, the drummer, and Nico, the lead guitarist, were at a twin convention, twinning around. And they bumped into Janelle and Rose and called them out for not being real twins, and thus the band was formed. They list their influences as the Distillers, Rilo Kiley, Joan Jett, Garbage, Bikini Kill, and Hole. These girls, they can rock. They can rock, they can rock pop, and they can slay. You can see them at Make Music, I think it's a festival in Pasadena on June 6th, and at the Toad Tavern in Littleton, Colorado on June 19th. They were recently featured on After Ellen in a really fun interview, funny interview. You gotta check that out. You can find them on Facebook.com/NoGirlfriendsBand, and their music is on SoundCloud.com/No-Girlfriends, and I'm going to play a little bit of the song called Preposition. Pretty good stuff, right? I don't steer you wrong. That is No Girlfriends, the LA-based band. I'm digging it. I like it. Go to soundcloud.com/no-girlfriends, and you can hear all their songs. So finally, we've got some good chick music for a change. Ha-ha! Let's see what else is going on. Oh, yeah, I found an internet golden nugget. Dun-da-da-da! I did. The Internet Golden Nugget is called www.theotherteam.com, and it is a lesbian lifestyle blog that targets dating mainly, but relationship tips, advice, and some lifestyle pieces. The Other Team is a website aimed at empowering lesbian and bisexual women through its snarky gay-positive content. With a writing team full of awesome lesbians, The Other Team strives to be a number one source for queer women. So check it out at www.theotherteam.com. And then let's talk about drinks, baby. Summer's coming, so we're looking for refreshing drinks. And I think it was Tina from She Magazine that posted an article in our Lesbian Lounge Facebook group, and it had a whole bunch of alcoholic recipes for popsicles, and I went berserk. But my favorite one was called the Dirty Pirate Popsicle, and here's what you do. You take 2.5 cups of Coca-Cola and pour that in a pitcher, and then you add 1/3 cup of Captain Morgan spiced rum. Throw that in the pitcher. Squeeze 1/2 lime. And then add 1/3 cup of Kahlua. Okay, once that's all in your pitcher, give it a little stir. And don't be afraid, because what happens is, if the cola is a little bit on the flatter side, the popsicle will stay frozen longer. So after you've got everything mixed in your pitcher, you pour that into your popsicle mold. Freeze it for about 2 hours, and then add your sticks, and then let it freeze overnight. And you have got the Dirty Pirate Popsicle. And I don't know, I would just drink this. I would drink this as a drink. It sounds that good. So I'm super, super happy about the alcoholic popsicle thing coming to light. So thank you, Tina from She Magazine, for that. I will be testing quite a few of these. You know, there's a lot of events coming up in the summer. It's Pride season. It's music festival season. All kinds of things going on. So I just want you to keep a couple of dates in mind. Elfest will be happening July 17th through the 21st here in England, up in Uttoxeter, and Lucy Spragg going to be headlining this year. It's a big-ass deal. Big-ass deal. So you can get your tickets. You can see the full lineup at elfest.co.uk, www.elfest.co.uk. Also, keep in mind these dates. June 2nd through the 8th in the States, over in Orlando, is Gay Days. The 2nd through the 8th of June. Boston Pride is happening June 5th through the 14th. Brooklyn Pride is happening on June 13th, all you Park Slope babes. And Buffalo Pride is June 1st through the 7th. I found a really nice comprehensive Pride listing website. If you want to go local, or if you want to see what's going on in the world, go to gaypridecalendar.com. And it's got everything there, so you don't miss a Pride festival. You can plan trips around it. Super fun stuff there. So it's called gaypridecalendar.com. And now what I've got is a little bit of music to close out. It's been so wonderful having you here. I'm not sure if you're listening on Rainbow Radio FM, or if you are listening through Stitcher or iTunes or Podbean or wherever you're subscribed. So let's go through this. If you're on Stitcher, you look up the Lesbian Lounge. And Stitcher is a great listening app. It's free. It's compatible with any kind of phone. And if you're listening to us through Stitcher, just search Lesbian Lounge and we'll be there. If you're an iTunes junkie, just type in Really Wow Productions and you will find all our Lesbian Lounge shows. You can also type in the Lesbian Lounge and you'll find our older vintage classic shows from around 2008, 2009, 2010, 11. But on for the most current shows, Really Wild Productions, and you'll see our MLR kitty. The MyLesbianRadio.com website's a little dated. We're having some issues with our domain. But don't worry about that, because you can find us. You can go to MyLesbianRadio.podbean.com and all our shows are there as well. And every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Pacific, 8 p.m. in the U.K., you can go to rainbowradio.fm, and I am streaming out from there. So that's pretty cool. And we'd love to have you. There's a chat room on the front page. Send me a Facebook message if you want to chat, and we can go in there and hang out like we used to. It's fun stuff. And it's got a ton of shows, especially on Wednesday. It is packed. There are so many good LGBT shows on rainbowradio.fm. And of course, from anywhere in the world, you log on to the website, click listen now, hit play, and boom, it's streaming. So you don't have to be in the States. You can be anywhere. Good stuff. Also, keep in mind that we also produce a podcast called The Lesbian Book Club with Claire Lydon, and that is doing really, really well. I'm so pleased with it. Claire is a UK lesbian fiction author over here. She's a phenomenal writer, but she also hosts the show, and she kind of comes at lesbian fiction from every different angle. She's been talking to authors. She talks to book reviewers, to publishers. She asks great questions about what their process is, about their latest work, all kinds of cool stuff. And it's really super helpful. And if you're a book junkie, you will absolutely love it. She does a rundown of the UK and the US Amazon charts, what's hot and what's not. So it's really good stuff, and it's part of the mylesbianradio.podbean.com feed. And it's great stuff to have. So we're thrilled to have Claire. She's got a great summer lined up. I kind of know in advance because I produced the show. A big shout out to her for doing it. Thank you so much, Claire. It's going so well. Your following grows every month. It's fantastic. So proud of you. I think we're up to like episode 8 or 9, and they're just doing really, really well. So pleased to hear that. We are, I don't know, we're going to go out on some kind of cool song here. But it's been wonderful having you. If you forgot who you're listening to, it's Denise from the Lesbian Lounge and My Lesbian Radio. So thrilled that you join me each week. If you guys want to reach me, I am at deniseandonna@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook at Denise Warner Gregory. You can follow me on Twitter at Lesbian Lounge. And join me weekly. If you've got something you want to say, you want me to talk about, something that made the news that I missed, something that's happening that you don't want me to miss, just drop me an email. I'll be happy to give it a shout out on the air. Miss you. Love you. Bye-bye now. Yeah, we're going to close it out with New York hottie lesbian superstar Lori Michaels and Rain Down Love.